Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Larry Richard, along with Paul Rasmussen, the big news in the U.S., of course, what happened in York County that Paul detailed with the loss of the officers, three officers killed, two others seriously wounded. And we'll bring you updates, and you'll hear from Governor Josh Shapiro as well. Internationally, Donald Trump and the First Lady with an unprecedented second state visit to England. And we are honored to have with us our British broadcast friend for many years, decades, is Raymond Clark, who we have not spoken to in over a year. Raymond.
Larry, morning to you. Oh. We have your president here. Do you want him back?
Well, eventually he's coming back. He's got to meet with the president of China, or at least talk to him on Friday. How have you been in the last year since we've spoken?
Yeah, ducking and diving. We're keeping well. I think we've got a new king since we last spoke. But yeah, the UK is still here. We're wobbling a bit, but we're still here. And it seems we're still good friends with you guys. So that's got to be good news, hasn't it? The president enjoying a bit of a meal last night. It was a mixture in Windsor Castle of a medieval banquet and a Harry Potter movie. And all the stops were put out. I mean, our government, what our royal family does is very, very good at bling and schmooze. So the prime minister said, look, we've got the president of the US coming over. He's got a dollar or two in his back pocket. We'd like to take some of that and invest it into our country. Do what you can. Put on the charm offensive. And the British royal family can certainly do that. And that's what they did at Windsor Castle yesterday with this huge banquet and processions and military. And your president got to ride in a golden carriage, admittedly around Windsor, but not in public view because it's all being kept from the public because of, well, a number of reasons. But I suspect various protests on climate change and Gaza and tariffs and Ukraine. We all have slightly different views, it seems now. But either way, so far it's gone well and everybody seems happy, happy.
Ray, I was impressed to read that this banquet took place at a table longer than a football field, and then it takes them 5 days to put all the place settings up.
Oh, yeah, at specific measurements. It's 18 inches. That's what you get for your place setting. Not 19, not 20, so that you don't pinch somebody else's spoon. You have 18 inches on this 140-foot-long table and laid out for 160 guests.
Oh, my. I want to know who does the dishes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been my job, I think. I did sort of try to persuade them they could make it 161 guests, but I didn't hear back from my email.
So in terms of our two countries being partners, the president said, quote, the bond of kinship and identity between America and the United Kingdom is priceless and eternal. It's irreplaceable and unbreakable. I'm sure that comment went over well with your countrymen overall.
Yes, it is encouraging to hear, Larry, because every new election that we have every 4 years, every 5 years, each government, each prospective party says, ah, special relationship. And there have been those, myself included, that have been wondering whether this special relationship is all it's cracked up to be in recent times. But there's your president confirming that we're the best of buddies. So, you know, we'll take that on. The interesting part of this meet is today, because he and Milana have gone to Chequers, which is the country retreat of the prime minister, a 16th century English country manor, and this is where the work's being done. This is where the politics are being thrashed out. And as I mentioned earlier, there are differences. The British view on Gaza is quite different to that of the American president, and on climate change and on tariffs. We're not that keen on those, though we seem to have got a better deal than others. And of course, Ukraine. You know, are you guys going to help with Ukraine or aren't you? We're interested because, believe it or not, Ukraine is only a few thousand miles away from us, 2,000 or 3,000 miles. And beyond that, there's old Putin and his chums, and we're not keen on him at the moment.
Ray, what about the economic issues that they'll be talking about, Prime Minister Starmer and the president? Besides tariffs, are there something important for the UK there?
Yeah, it seems billions of pounds worth of investment. And already the likes of Microsoft and Google have put their money where their word is. And they're investing big time in the UK. And to be honest, we need the money. We're not broke. We're a bit hard up. We could do with a few billion dollars. And again, this is all part of the act. You know, the royal family, as I said, very good at schmoozing. Yes, come in. Enjoy our facilities. And by the way, have you got a few spare dollars? Because we'd quite like them invested in this little, what was it President Reagan called it? This ice cold rock in the middle of the Atlantic.
He had a way with words too back then.
Wow.
Well, I think economically, there are so many issues to sort through, but the economic part of this, because you are somewhat separated from the rest of the EU, are you not?
Yes, we are now. We voted, my fellow countrymen voted to leave Europe. I voted to stay with them, but I was outdone. And the jury's still out as to whether it was a good move or a bad move. In fact, forget that. It was a bad move. Most people recognize it. But, you know, we pick yourself up and start all over again. And that's what we're doing. And turning to our friends, and ironically, we're just as friendly with Europe now as we were. In fact, probably more friendly with Europe now than we were when we were part of Europe.
Well, I can say this, and Paul, I'm sure you'll agree. Our bond with you, Raymond, is unbreakable.
That's very kind. And I don't plan on going anywhere just yet.
You know, it's been, Ray, too long since we've heard from you, and it's wonderful just to listen to you talk again.
Gosh, yeah, I still think back to those early days when we linked up with KDKA with dear old Fred Honsberger, and that was in the last century, for goodness sake.
Well, great to hear your voice. Appreciate the update on our president's visit. Thank you so much, Raymond.
You're welcome. I'll see if I can get you an invite if there's a third unprecedented welcome.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to be in Dublin a week from Wednesday. Our Pittsburgh Steelers football team will be playing the Minnesota Vikings at Croke Park Stadium there.
Very good. Nice place to go as well. I mean, if you're via Heathrow, Then you know, perhaps we'll meet up for a McDonald's or something.
It is National Cheeseburger Day here in the States.
Yeah, well, there, exactly. I'll go for the chicken nuggets.
All right, Raymond, thanks again.
Cheers, guys. Take care.
There he goes, our British broadcast friend, Raymond Clark, who I think is England's Michael Bartley.
You know, you were talking about the president's toast last night. Here's what King Charles said. He said, "We celebrate a relationship that neither Washington nor King George III could possibly have imagined. An ocean may still divide us, but in so many other ways, we are now the closest of kin."
Brilliant.
You know, they do toasts over the top as well. They know how to do all of these things at the top of the form.
Well, our relationship does go back a few centuries. And, mm-hmm. Of course, next year we'll be celebrating the 250th anniversary of our country breaking away from Britain. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. So, Paul and Aaron, it is National Cheeseburger Day. And, Paul, you just said, what, you just went to Eaton Park and had a super burger.
Super.
Yesterday, Paul.
No, that Monday. Was, I guess, on Monday. You know, by the way, I would like to say, you beat me to this on National Cheeseburger Day. I would just like to say that for me, gastronomically, this is the peak period of the year, the National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah.
I think cheeseburgers are almost an American right.
It's a comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. All right. Nap time.
Where are you going with this one?
A plane load of vacationers was forced to fly around in circles over the Mediterranean when the pilot couldn't connect with the French air traffic control. That's because the troller took a petit somme, or whatever, the French word for nap. The airline eventually got a hold of the airport fire department in Corsica, who woke up the lone controller, who took a 20-minute snooze on the job. He might have a lot more free time, apparently, to sleep because his employment is under review. It's now being called Coldplayed. You know where this is going.
Right. We know where this is going. Yep. This had to have been the longest trending video.
Yeah, and by the way, we're also indebted to this story for the word canoodling coming back into the
lexicon. Canoodling is back, apparently. However, so this is when the software company executive was seen with his not wife canoodling in a box during a Coldplay concert. They showed him on the big screen, which went viral, and he's now probably separated and she's fired. And Gwyneth Paltrow, of all people, who used to be married to
the lead singer
of Coldplay, is a spokesperson for the company. But now it gets deeper. Check this out. You can be Coldplayed, the newest meme out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's thanks to a guy named Jeff from Knoxville, Tennessee, who called in sick so he could go to the Tennessee Volunteers game against the Georgia Bulldogs.
And he got Coldplayed?
He did.
Wow. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
So he wound up on, like, network TV or the...
His wild reactions during the game were shown on television and the Jumbotron.
Oh, boy.
Among the millions who saw the Vols then lose to Georgia was his not-too-impressed boss. No word on how much trouble he's in, but the new word is he was Coldplayed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yikes.
Yeah. And just a side note, Jerry quits. Ben's Ice Cream isn't going to be the same without Ben and Jerry. The co-founder, Jerry Greenfield, has quit after 50 years on the job. Co-founder Ben Cohen made the announcement on X, which is ironic because social media is part of the problem. Ben and Jerry's, they sold it to Unilever in 2000, and Jerry says the parent company has silenced them on social media. So Jerry goes, I quit. Guess what he did after he quit? He sat down and had a bowl of ice cream.
A nice ice cream sundae,
there
right?
There you go.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, they sold that to Unilever, was it?
Yeah.
A big company for big bucks, and now they're not able to do what they used to do with the company.
Hey, Jerry, take all that money you made and just... This is the Big K Morning Show, and one of the takeaways from the Federal Reserve, and most people start yawning, Federal Reserve, okay, they're going to lower interest rates. Yeah, they did. So the question is, well, what does that really mean? So we're leaning on Michael Godwin, who is the Chief Investment Officer at Fragasso Financial Advisors here in Pittsburgh. Michael, welcome back to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to speak with you again.
So the Federal Reserve, there's been a push for them to lower interest rates. They did for the second time this year, but it's a quarter point. Please illuminate for all of us. What does this actually mean for me day to day or anybody listening?
Yeah, good question, Larry. And again, thanks for bringing me on for when I need to make people yawn, as you said.
I'm sorry. No, we're leaning on you to make it live.
Yeah, I'll do my best here. So to be honest with you, Larry, what it means for anybody who has a loan that's tied to short-term interest rates, which is what the Fed controls, that could be anything from a car loan, could be your credit card interest rates. If you have a HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit, even small businesses or businesses across the U.S., often their rate is tied to short-term Fed funds rate. Those could all see reprieves in how much in interest they need to pay back to the banks. Now, where the question I get probably the most is, what does this mean for mortgages maybe going forward? The mortgage rate, Larry, is usually pretty closely tied to the U.S. 10-year bond, which the Fed doesn't really control. They do it so indirectly. But yesterday, we actually saw that rate go up a little bit when the Federal Reserve cut interest rates. So I don't expect to see a lot of downward movement in the mortgage rates in the near term.
I think a lot of people, Michael, have been waiting. Speaking of mortgage rates, they've been so high for so long now. But we got spoiled because there was this wave of refinancing that went on, and some people got mortgage rates in that 2% range back in the day. We're not going to return to those days. It doesn't look like anytime soon.
I don't see us returning there at all for you're right. Maybe not, I don't want to say in our lifetimes, Larry, but not in the near foreseeable future at all. The problem with the housing market, I know this is not really where we're going, but even if you get a couple rate cuts and it does lower mortgage rates by a quarter of a point or even half of a percentage point, that still doesn't really help first-time home buyers or new home buyers all that much, given the fact that home prices have gone up by about 50% since COVID. So that's a huge jump in home prices, and you're it's great to save a little bit on your mortgage, but half of a percentage point isn't going to do as much as one would hope in that scenario.
But at least I guess the takeaway is it's stabilized those because the interest rates kept going up. The Fed kept raising the rates over a several year period, and that wasn't good either.
Well, the Fed had no choice but to raise rates off of the zero lower amount. Rates were zero coming out of COVID. In 2022, they embarked on a rate hiking cycle, increasing rates a bit because inflation, we fed the monetary system, we fed the economy with so much money after COVID to stimulate the economy that inflation was starting to get a little bit out of control. So the Fed had to raise rates to really tamper that down. And then you start to see, mortgage rates go up from what we talked about in the 2% range all the way up to 7%. Now, it's come down a little bit since then, but the Federal Reserve has two mandates. One, it's to make sure that the economy is humming along, meaning we're at full employment, and the other one is to maintain price stability. So they want inflation at around 2% or so per year. And the worry with the markets right now is the reason why those 10-year bonds didn't come down yesterday, they actually went up, is because the market is still a little bit worried about what the inflation outlook is going to be like over the next 6 months to a year or so.
We're not fully settled in on what the impact of all the tariffs will be. We're not there yet.
That is 100% correct. I mean, I think what people are realizing, and even Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, said yesterday, is the impact of inflation from tariffs, if there is one. One, it's not as high as most people initially feared. And secondly, it's taking longer to actually see in the data than also most people had anticipated. So there's still going to be, it's still an wait-and-see approach to see what inflation is going to do because of the tariffs that have been enacted so far this year.
Michael, thank you, and it was not boring.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate that.
All right. Michael Godwin, Chief Investment Officer at Fragasso Financial Advisors here in Pittsburgh. I hope that helps everybody kind of understand, because you hear so much about it. The Fed, it helps. I guess at the end of the way, the takeaway is it helped a little.
This kind of violence isn't okay. We need to do better as a society.
It's Governor Josh Shapiro in York County after three officers were gunned down, two more critically injured, ambushed trying to serve a warrant.
And as you pointed out, one of the darkest days for police officers in this state's history.
In the century, in fact.
With the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
For those comments, ABC has decided to preempt indefinitely Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Which has touched off a conversation about free speech, what can and can't people say, FCC involved, and two companies for that one sentence. And this is on top of Stephen Colbert's show being canceled at the end of the year. So the political speech that goes on in these late night talk show hosts has become a firestorm.
And the Patriots are next for the Steelers at Foxborough.
We've got to be better. We got to strategize better. We got to play better. We got to divide the labor up a little better. Some of that's been challenging with some of the attrition, but that's what we're paid to do, and I'm excited about addressing it this week.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, and yesterday Aaron Rodgers also addressed the media. He's so cool under pressure, because obviously you lose a game, everything's wrong, you win a game, everything's right.
Oh, yeah.
We're in this town, even when you win, not everything's right. So.
Yeah, I mean, the standards are even higher here than they are in a lot of places. But, I mean, New England's got a good coach. Mike Vrabel is a very good coach.
Former Steelers linebacker.
Exactly right. And he knows a little bit about the Steelers' way of doing things. They've got a really talented young quarterback in Drake May. So I'm expecting a pretty good game. You know, they're 1-5 during Tomlin's time up in Foxborough. The only time that they beat him, I think, was when Tom Brady wasn't playing.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So
I know where I'll be Sunday at 1:00. And then the following week, the Steelers will be in Dublin, Ireland. And I'm excited because we're going to be doing that Friday show a week from tomorrow. I can't believe it.
Packing the bags, right?
We're going to be doing the morning show live. Michael Bartley will be here, and I'll be in Dublin bringing you the droves of Steelers fans. That will be in Dublin.
Michael Bartley. Working with Michael is a delight, as you and I have already discussed earlier today. To give you some idea, I happened to just find this little treat and made a tape of it.
I may make that my ringtone.
Oh, wow.
You like that, Aaron? Is that in a split second captures Michael Bartley's personality?
The essence
of him. It's just great, isn't it?
The essence of Michael. Thank you, Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.